your news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, August 24th, 2018. I am Richie Ferrol, and here are the headlines. Ernie Lawrence John Finn, UWP candidate for Casabruce, says MP Johnson Drygo's performance fell very short. Teacher in Jamaica charged with killing student he allegedly had sex with, and former medical student accused of accessory to the crime. And US AG Jeff Sessions hits back at Trump's latest attack on him by insisting his Justice Department will not bend to political pressure. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. More details right after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back to Q95 News. United Workers Party candidate for the Casabruce constituency, Ernie Lawrence Johnfin, has deemed the performance of the current MP and former Minister of Agriculture, Johnson Drygo, as someone who tried his best but left major room for improvement for developing the farming community in Casabruce. Lawrence Johnfin spoke to Q95 on Thursday, 23rd August 2018.
He tried his best, but as I said, much more could have been done. I am thinking of I want to speak to the distribution of the funds for the farmers. That was not done properly. I can tell you, I am a farmer too. My husband is a farmer and I support my husband 100%. There are persons, I will not call them farmers, there are persons who got money, and I am saying they should not have received that money for. They should have gotten it for something else, not under the farming program. It was not properly distributed.
United Workers Party Casabruce constituency candidate Ernie Lawrence John Finn. President of the Dominica Cycling Association, Ronald Charles, has announced a collaborative effort between his association and the International Body for Cycling to host a major workshop to train persons in becoming cycling coaches. Charles spoke to Q95 News on Thursday.
The UCI, through the Solidarity Fund, they will be assisting some of the countries that are affected by the passage of Maria, to include Anguilla and so. They will be putting on a training course that is the first coach, stage one coaching course for Dominican that are those interested in training members in clubs, cyclists in Dominica. We'll be having this event somewhere mid-November. We are in the planning stage of this, and we're really looking forward to collaborating with the international body, that is the UCI, so that they can send highly qualified person to look into the training needs of our coaches in Dominica. So we're looking forward to that. We are hoping that everything goes well, and we asking persons separate and apart, persons that are interested, in doing that course, they can get in contact with the Dominica Cycling Association, so we would be able to put their names on so they can get exposed to that first stage coaching course.
President of the Dominica Cycling Association, Ronald Charles. Leader of the Parliamentary Opposition Party, Lennox Linton, has rubbished a recent statement made by former DLP government productivity consultant, Parry Bellot, in an article recently released in the Dominica Chronicle newspaper. It is alleged that Bellot clamped down on UWP supporters for protesting and making threats on local radio to remove the DLP-led government by any means from office. Bellot is said to have alleged that these actions may have deterred investors from investing in Dominica.
Protest action takes place in democracies all around the world. Ross University is owned by the Adtalem Global Education Group. It's a U.S. corporation comprising, one would think, largely U.S. shareholders, and they have some interest in Latin America and other parts of the world. There is no place in the world where the Adtalem group operates where they would not have seen protest action as part of the democratic rights and privileges of people who exercise the responsibility of dissenting with their government on critical issues. So when they don't agree with what their government is doing or what the government is supposed to do but is not doing, then they take action. They go to the streets. They wave their placards. And largely, these events are peaceful events which are simply intended to influence the government away from an action that the people consider to be injurious to their own interest.
Leader of the Parliamentary Opposition, Lennox Linton. This is Q95 News. In his first visit to Dominica since he took up office in January 2017 as leader of the institution, with 76 years of experience, Mr. Manuel Otero, ICA Director General, says his institute is here to try to speed up the country's agricultural sector. ICA has a network of 35 offices in all member countries that comprise the Americas. Otero says he is visiting three sister countries, Grenada, St. Lucia, and of course, Dominica, to find out what these countries are requesting in terms of technical preparation and cooperation. He says that in the case of Dominica, ICA is very optimistic about future communications and emphasized on the significance of protecting the young farmers in a competitive world.
But my message to the farmers is that try to transform these negative forces and the damages in a way that is necessary to become resilient farmers. To become resilient farmers is necessary, from the government point of view, put in motion a very important extension programs in order to adapt technologies related with climate smart agriculture. At the same time, another message would be to pay a lot of attention to associativism and cooperativism. Farmers isolated will be in a more fragile situation to cope these new challenges. The other message is try to adopt technologies, because technologies is going to make some contribution for increasing productivity and consequently production. Special messages for women and for young farmers, because they represent in many cases the future of the agriculture sector. It is a little bit worrying, the aging of the farm population, and it's necessary to protect the young farmers, because they're going to replace the present generation, and we need a new type of farmers ready to adopt technologies in a very competitive world.
Otero says agriculture as well as technical cooperation is changing, and new strategies are being discussed with CARICOM as well as OECS member states and others.
Agriculture is changing, and technical cooperation is also changing. ICA has to renew and to make new offers from the technical cooperation view. We have, we're in the process of defining a strategy with CARICOM. Also, we with OECS, we already have signed an agreement. And also, we have to define an agenda in the case of Dominica. Mm-hmm. So ICA's contribution is are going to come from regional, from hemispheric, from regional, from sub-regional, also at this, at the national level. And making a lot of strategic alliances with FAO, other organizations. CARDI is another example. So ICA alone, it's very difficult to make significant contributions. Time is ripe for strategic alliances, for formulating new projects, incorporating the private sector, which is crucial at the present circumstances. The articulation between public and private sector is another must for speeding up the process of transforming agriculture.
ICA Director Dr. Manuel Otero. Meanwhile, Special Advisor to the ICA Director General, Patrick Antoine, spoke at a recent press briefing hosted by ICA and the Ministry of Agriculture here and stated the agricultural sector seems to be in decline. He says the concern is not only for the downward pattern, but also for the direction in which the money is being spent. He's of the view that if the private sector is on board, this will enable a serious change in that downward trend.
What we have recognized is that the governments of the region over the last 20 years, as a proportion of the sector, agriculture, the proportion of the budget, agriculture has in fact been declining. And you can well understand that with competing needs in education and sporadically natural disasters, when there is a reduction, there often is not a rebound, so that the trend has absolutely been a downward one. But what's more important for us is not just the trend, it's where the money is spent. And increasingly funds are being spent on human resources, staffing, etc. And what we're concerned about is that the funds are not being spent on research and development type activities, which really is the engine room of innovation. And if you compare the Caribbean to the rest of Latin America, what's happening is that we're losing when you compare us in terms of research and development. And that really is something that concerns us, because from innovation and technical change comes productivity and competitiveness. So we therefore need to address how we fill that breach. And the discussions we had today, repeatedly from both the Ministers of Agriculture and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, spoke about how we bring the private sector on board. And that's been a big component that's been missing in the Caribbean in relation to the expenditure on agriculture. We've not had the substitution from the private sector into the research and expenditure pool to drive innovation. And that's certainly something we want to try to reverse. And we're hoping that when we have the center where you're bringing innovation here in Dominica with technology, and you're bringing youth into the picture, that will attract private investment.
You've just heard Patrick Antoine. He is the Special Advisor to the Director General of ICA, Dr. Manuel Otero. This is Q95 News. Veteran SMA teacher and a certified counselor, Mrs. Sharon Philogen, tells teachers adapt to the times. She holds a bachelor's degree in English and a master's degree in education. She has been a school counselor for about 22 years. She started teaching before she was 20 years old and knew that it would be a serious challenge, because when she first started teaching, the students felt like she was just as young as they were. So she learned to deal with that problem, adapt her teaching style accordingly. She says, as teachers, we have to be alert because every year the generation changes and the teachers have to be able to change with the times. She added that there are different ways to assert authority in a classroom as a teacher. Mrs. Philogen says it is just as important for young teachers in Dominica to be mentored and mentally prepared so that they would be better able to deal with classroom matters, and especially as it relates to losing to joy and passion for teaching.
And as individuals, we have to change, and we have to be able, we have to be aware of the issues that students are going through, and we have to change with the times in terms of how we deal with students. The manner in which I dealt with students when I just began teaching is not the same way that I will deal with them today, because I have to consider other circumstances. Some of my students I teach now, they would say to me, "Miss, you taught my brother." And he told me, "You don't have to say Miss Philogen." So we change with experience. The manner in which we deal with things will change based on how often we had to deal with the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we have to take in consideration other things. Whereas before, maybe you were more aggressive and combative. Now you may have to be more conciliatory. And find a different way to deal with things. Because as a young teacher, for instance, I had to assert my authority in the classroom.
Of course.
And you have to do that today, yes, but I can do it in a different way.
Veteran teacher and certified counselor, Mrs. Sharon Philogen. Dominicans and citizens from 61 other countries who are traveling to and within the EU zone will face new forms of travel clearance from 2021. The EU said the new procedure is in keeping with recent security concerns regarding terrorism and the migrant crisis in Europe. It is called ETIAS, which stands for European Travel Information and Authorization System, a completely electronic system that allows and tracks visitors from countries that do not need a visa to enter the EU zone. Dominica is among 61 other countries worldwide which are not part of the EU but whose citizens do not need a visa to enter the EU zone. Citizens of these countries are allowed to go into countries in the EU zone for business or travel purposes for up to 90 days. During these 90 days, these visitors are not allowed to work or study but can engage in business and tourism activities. When ETIAS comes into effect in 3 years' time, citizens from these 61 countries, including Dominica, will undergo a detailed security check to determine whether they can be allowed entry into the EU. It will gather, track, and update necessary information regarding visitors to determine whether it is safe for them to enter the EU countries. In addition to being used for business and tourism purposes, ETIAS will also allow people to visit EU countries for medical and transit reasons, the EU said, adding that it will decrease security concerns substantially through its information and data gathering systems. What this means is that ETIAS will detect if a person is a threat to the security of EU countries. The EU said this will lead to the person being denied entry and avoiding the threat from being present inside EU borders. The legal procedures to pass the ETS started in 2016, and the system is expected to be in place by 2021. In more news, Domlex PRO, Adina Bellat Valentine, says power restoration is winding down post-Maria, but there is still no power yet at communication towers in Marigot and Bellevue. Bellat Valentine made that statement at the Domlec annual scholarship ceremony on Tuesday and added that Domlec is committed to restoring power to the entire island. Valentine stated, "All we can say at this time is that we are winding down and we are grateful that it has come to this stage. The number of requests for reconnection has gone down quite a bit and we hope sooner than later we will be finished." Mrs. Valentine also advised that Domlec is currently experiencing issues with its pay-as-you-go system in some areas of the island. She says the reason for the difficulty with the pay-as-you-go meters is that they cannot be read because they do not have collectors in certain areas, so there is no communication to read these meters. She encourages customers in those areas to always top up their meters to avoid unwanted disconnection. Valentine added, once the communication issue is resolved, that problem will no longer exist. A Trinidadian school teacher in Jamaica and a former medical student has been charged in connection with the murder of a 13-year-old girl whose skeletal remains were found soaking in caustic acid last month. The teacher, who is 27-year-old Sanjo Maharaj, faces a murder charge, while Leonardo Madden, age 19, a 19-year-old former student at the University of the West Indies Mona campus, is accused of being an accessory to the murder of Shanoya Ray, Maharaj's former student, after the fact, as well as misprision of a felony. The two were remanded to prison when they appeared in court yesterday. They returned to court on September 10th. It is alleged that Maharaj, who appeared in court last year accused of having sex with Ray, killed the teenager and then used chemicals to destroy her body. The girl had sneaked away from home on the night of July 15th. Her remains were found soaking in a bathtub with caustic acid at a residence in St. Andrew 5 days later. United States Attorney General Jeff Sessions has responded to Donald Trump's latest attack on him by insisting that the Justice Department he heads will not bend to political pressure. The apparent rebuke of Mr. Trump came after the president said Mr. Sessions was not in control of his department. Donald Trump has been vociferous in his criticisms of the Department of Justice. He has been particularly riled by his handling of the inquiry into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Mr. Sessions, an early supporter of Donald Trump's campaign, has stepped aside from that inquiry to avoid a potential conflict of interest and handed control to his deputy, Rod Rosenstein. That decision by Mr. Sessions and the ongoing process of the inquiry under special counsel Robert Mueller, which is also reportedly now looking into whether Mr. Trump has attempted to obstruct justice, has provoked frequent outbursts from the president, both in person and on his Twitter feed. Here is the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, valid from 6 a.m. Friday, August 24th, 2018. A surface to mid-level trough system is expected to produce some weak instability across the area during the next 24 hours. Additional instability and moisture is projected to be generated by a tropical wave from this afternoon. As a result of this, some cloudiness, scattered showers, and possible isolated thunderstorms can be expected during today. Slight to moderate seas are expected during the next 24 hours, with waves peaking near 5 feet. Well, that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Ernie Lawrence John Finn, UWP candidate for Casabruce, says MP Johnson Drygo's performance fell very short. Teacher in Jamaica charged with killing student he allegedly had sex with, and former medical student accused of accessory to the crime. And U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions hits back at Trump's latest attack on him by insisting his Justice Department will not bend to political pressure. The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I have been your presenter, Richie Farrell.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.